Hi, my name is Jeannie Patel-Thompson, and I specialize in natural healing for digestive diseases, Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, and irritable bowel syndrome. My books are sold into 40 different countries worldwide, and my health articles on holistic healing have been published in magazines and journals in the UK, Australia, and the US. So I got to this place by healing myself of widespread Crohn's disease. So at the point that I left the medical treatment protocols, I had ulceration in my large intestine, my small intestine, and the doctors suspected it had even spread to my stomach. So according to the medical profession, Crohn's disease is still considered an incurable disease, but I have been 100% drug and surgery free for over 20 years now, and I have taught thousands of people how to heal themselves from all kinds of inflammatory bowel diseases. So for those of you who have friends or family members with IBD or IBS, you can just go ahead and send them to my website, listentoyourgut.com, where I have a lot of free information and, you know, stuff that they can download to tell them what the holistic healing path looks like, help them decide if it's right for them at this time, and get them started. So anyway, let's go back even further in my healing journey, because I want to give you a fuller sense of my path and how it applies to what I want to share with you today. So I was born in Nairobi, Kenya. My father is Indian. He's Hindu. My mother is English and Russian Jewish, and at that time she was Buddhist. So just a little bit of a mix there. And then when I was 5, we moved to Massachusetts. When I was 7, we moved to Edmonton, Alberta, at which point my mom became a Christian. And then I saw sort of the changes in her and thought that was kind of interesting, so I asked if I could go to church with her one day. My mother never pushed anything on us. She just sort of lived her life and let us pick up what we wanted to. So I went to church, and I heard the message of salvation, and I thought, oh, that is so for me. So I became a born-again Christian. And by the time I was 8, the church recognized me as having the gift of healing. So what that means is that when people in the church were sick or, you know, diagnosed with something nasty or whatever, and my mom was very careful. She was very careful that this wasn't blown out of proportion and that I wasn't, you know, carrying on the burden of helping all these people. She purposely shielded me and kept it low key. So she would say, oh, so-and-so is sick or so-and-so is suffering from this. Do you feel like going over to pray? And I would say yes or no, depending on which way I was led or what I was doing at the time. And so if I said yes, she would take me to their house. And as an 8-year-old, it was very simple. I would stand behind the person. I would lay my hands on their shoulders. And I would ask God, what do you want me to pray for? And God would say either, oh, pray for complete healing, or, you know, maybe pray for joy and peace in the midst of the pain. So then I would pray out loud whatever God had told me to pray for. And of course it would happen. I mean, come on, as if for me it was really no big deal. It was like as if God would tell me to pray for something that wasn't going to happen. It was very simple. So that's sort of how things went for a time. And then when I was in university, I started to move away from the dogma of the Christian church. I, based on my own experience, and I did quite a lot of studying of the original scriptures and all the rest of it, and the short story is I decided that actually there is not just one pathway to God. Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the only pathway to God, and I began to feel that that's not really true, because there's all these people, look at all these people I'm meeting, who clearly are embodying the heart and spirit of God, but they don't call it Jesus. They call it something else. And does it really matter? Because it's God. It's all the divine. So that sort of led me out of the Christian church from a, you know, dogmatic point of view, but not from a spiritual point of view. So I, with that, my healing practice, although it wasn't a practice, it was just sort of that I something that I did when God told me to use it, it sort of expanded, and I began to become proficient in pranic healing, which is an Indian system of healing where you bring the prana, you bring the life force energy or the chi in through your body and out your hands to the person who needs it. And then you can work with different colors and various different techniques to accomplish different things. I learned crystal and sound healing because sound, again, you know, the primordial sound, that's very powerful as well. And, of course, EFT was one of the other things that I did my training under Annabelle. So, but along with all this, I continued, you know, I never left my basic spirit-led, God-directed healing. And that was sort of the overriding thing. And then I just added these little pieces to my toolkit that sat underneath that. So, you know, it's all good. And the Indians may call, let's talk about this divine source energy for a moment, okay? The life force energy. Indians call that prana. Chinese people call that chi. Japanese people call that ki. Christians will call that the Holy Spirit. It really doesn't matter. You should call it whatever, and today you should call it whatever you feel comfortable calling it, whatever has meaning for you, whatever has power for you. Call it that name. So regardless of what I call it or what Annabelle calls it, just substitute your own name for it, whatever has the most meaning to you. So today we are going to lead you through a demonstration of combining EFT with meditation. Okay, so meditation is just deep relaxation. It's using your breathing and some imagery to get your body to a place where it is very soft and relaxed and peaceful. Okay, we're going to combine that with pranic work. We're going to bring the chi. We're going to bring the divine healing source energy in through the body, which will automatically open the energy centers and get that prana, get that life force energy flowing freely around your meridians. Then Annabelle will direct you to use visualization techniques while you're in this state of deepened openness to God and the wisdom of your own body. Okay, she will lead you to visualize tapping using the wisdom provided by your body or your spirit while in this deeply relaxed, open space. And there's two things I want to talk about now. I want to talk about how you get that wisdom from your body and why being in this deeply relaxed, open state facilitates your body communicating with you. And I also want to talk about why the visualization is so powerful. So there's a fascinating book from the frontiers of neuroscience. It's called The Brain That Changes Itself. And for those of you who are interested in brain plasticity and, you know, things that we used to think that, oh, well, if this part of your brain was damaged and that controls your right arm, well, you won't have the use of your right arm anymore. Mm-mm, they now know that's completely false, because whatever that part of the brain handled that was damaged just ports over to another part of the brain. And so you can regain the use of that arm quite easily. So along with that, the book was written by Norman Doidge, who's a medical doctor, and he describes in one section of the book exactly why and how when you visualize something or imagine it deeply, okay, and ideally you want to be using your senses. You want to be imagining, what does it smell like? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Okay, so that's imagining deeply, using all the senses. The brain and subsequently the body cannot tell the difference between reality and what you imagined or visualized. Okay? So to give you one example, Doidge tells a story about a scientist called Pasquale Luone, who taught a sequence of piano notes to two groups of people who had never studied the piano before. Okay? So one group just sat in front of the keyboard and they visualized. They imagined playing the sequence of notes, and they imagined hearing the notes as they were played. They imagined what that would sound like, okay? The other group actually physically sat down at the keyboard and practiced the piece. They actually learned how to play that piece of music. So Doidge writes in his book, The Brain That Changes Itself, he writes, quote, "Both groups had their brains mapped before the experiment, each day during it, and afterward. Then both groups were asked to play the sequence, and a computer measured the accuracy of their performances. Pasquale Luone found that both groups learned to play the sequence, and both showed similar brain map changes. Remarkably, mental practice alone produce the same physical changes in the motor system as actually playing the piece. Okay, so you see why we cannot separate the mind and the body, and why healing techniques that actively incorporate the mind and the body, like EFT, are so powerful. All right? So in one of my books, my flagship book called Listen to Your Guts, 500 pages long, I have a section in there called Dialoguing with the Body. So for all of us, period, but especially for people who have any kind of chronic illness, it is very important that they learn how to dialogue with their own body, okay, to open up, first of all, to the possibility that your body can and will speak to you. It will communicate directly with you. This is not, you know, some way out there woo-woo event. This is just the way it is. Your body has access to all the wisdom of both the consciousness that surrounds us, the wisdom that comes from your divine source, whatever name you give that, or your higher self, and even within the cells and the tissues of the body. They used to think that only the brain cells were capable of communication, and now they find that actually every single cell throughout the entire body communicates with any other cell that it wishes to. Bacteria, okay, which are single-celled, or they're the most simple organism, they have a communication system that when they're in your body and they're multiplying, they're not really doing anything other than growing, so they don't really call the attention of your body's immune system because they're not doing anything damaging yet. So they kind of rouse themselves and they go, how many of us are there? Oh, not enough. Go back to sleep. Just keep multiplying. And they keep multiplying. Oh, how many now? Ooh, yeah, we've hit critical threshold. Okay, boom, into action. And they mobilize and you have an infection. Isn't that amazing? That's a little tiny single-celled bacteria. Okay, our bodies are even more complex and more communicative than that. So when you look at it from that angle, the fact that, well, we can, with our brain, with our conscious mind in our brain, that we can communicate to that language that's happening all the time in our bodies, of course we can. And not only that, but we must. Because if we want to heal our bodies know how. Medical doctors and herbalists and naturopaths, they can give you some tools, they can point the way, but really, the ultimate healing, complete healing of your body is best directed by your body itself, because it knows more than all of those people. It knows more than any other person telling you about your body. And I think intuitively, innately, we do know this about ourselves. So in my book, I teach people this technique called dialoguing with the body. And dialoguing with the body in its simplest form is that you use whatever you need to use to get into a state of deep relaxation, okay? So for some people, that might mean meditating. For other people, it's taking a hot bath with candles. For other people, it's maybe walking through the woods and sitting, you know, quietly beside a stream. You do whatever you need to do that gets yourself peaceful and grounded and in a deeper, more connected state of being. Then you place your hand on whatever part of the body you want to talk to, and you just start asking it questions. You know, what are you feeling? What's here for me? What's here for me? What would you like to tell me? What do you need? What am I not doing for you that I need to be doing? It doesn't matter. Ask it any questions, or just put your hand there and say, I'm listening. And you'll get something that will be might be very faint at first. Okay, so let's say we're using this in a specific application. Let's say you have a digestive disease, and it's really important for you to know what you can and cannot eat. Because if you eat the wrong thing, you're going to be having 20 bowel movements, or you're going to have intestinal bleeding. Like, it's very crucial for you to avoid foods that are bad for you. So you put your hand on your gut, and you're looking at whatever it is in your fridge, and you go, should I eat that? Now you will get a response, and it may be very faint. It may be the tiniest, quickest little no or yes. And then other thoughts and other ideas will come snowballing, piling in on top of it. And you must not listen. That's your conscious mind getting involved again, right? Our thinking monkey mind getting involved again. You have to go with that first And if you haven't used your intuition, it's going to be very faint, okay? It's going to be very light and, you know, just a wisp of an idea. Grab it and trust it and act on it, because here's the thing. Intuition is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So what starts out to be very strong will over time turn into a very strong, very firm, directive voice or communication or feeling or picture or, you know, allow your body to communicate in whichever method it uses, okay? And some of us are visual and some of us are auditory and some of us are, you know, systematic and others of us are freewheeling. So your body is going to communicate differently depending on who you are, okay? So I'll give you an example. I got an email from a reader and he said, okay, so this dialoguing with your body technique. If I ask my body what it wants to eat, it's going to tell me beer and pizza every single time. And I said to him, that's because you're not asking your gut. You're asking your taste buds. And your taste buds are always going to want the thing that simply tastes the yummiest. Okay, they're going to want the chemical Cheetos and you know, artificial flavoring agents and, you know, sugar-laden whatevers, because that's what tastes good. But your gut is going to want what's best for the health and maintenance and nutrition of your body. So it's very important that you become aware of where you're asking in your body. My son, I teach this technique to all of my kids because, you know, the point of good parenting is not to control your kids, because as soon as your kids get to, you know, the age of 6 and they're going to school, where they can trade their lunch for anything that they want, or they're going to birthday parties and play dates and sporting events. They're, you know, you can control how much nutrition they get and the fact that they don't eat any crap up until that point. And then once they basically hit the world, it's over to them. So if you've taught them a technique like this, where you get them to ask their own body, that's going to help them make healthy choices better than any kind of directive, controlling, intellectual teaching that you give your kids, okay? So my son's at a birthday party, and he says, he comes home and he says to me, Mama, he says, everybody had a second piece of cake, and some of them had a third because it was a really big cake, and I wanted one, but I asked my gut, and my gut said no, so I didn't. I was like, that's awesome. That is so good. You know, because your kids will, and sometimes they'll come home and they'll say, and my gut said yes. And I said, fabulous, excellent. Because you see, nutrition and health, as we all know, is not just a physical phenomena, okay? So let's say you get, the Dalai Lama once said, you can eat anything and it will benefit your physical body, as long as you eat it with love, okay? So taking that to a more practical level, let's say you're out with your friends and you've had a wonderful dinner and everybody wants to have some, share a dessert. Now, you may say, well, I shouldn't really have that dessert because, you know, I don't actually need calories in the form of sugar. And, you know, if I was here by myself, I wouldn't order it. But the pleasure of sharing a few bites of dessert with your good friends because you're having such a wonderful time, the positivity of that is going to be more healing than refusing the dessert and sitting there feeling like you were cheated and feeling like you can't participate when everybody's going, oh my gosh, that's so good, that's amazing, and you can't express that emotion, you can't be a part of that. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm talking about the mind-body interface, and I'm talking about we have to, you know, become a little bit more inclusive when we look at this. So in that case, your body, when you ask your body, should I have this, your gut may say, hell yeah, have it, have a party, you're having a wonderful time, enjoy it, because joy is really important to healing. Okay? So in this meditation that Annabelle is going to do with you, she is going to lead you to dialogue with your body. So you get to experience this yourself. Because when we take things beyond just EFT or beyond just dialoguing with the body, and we combine these techniques together, okay? So we combine dialoguing with the body with pranic energy work, okay, bringing that divine life force in through your body. We combine that with deep relaxation, a very grounded, centered place where you're open to the possibilities of the universe, and EFT. Well, we get into synergistic effects, don't we? Okay? So synergy is the interaction of two or more agents or forces so that their combined effect is greater than the sum of their individual effects. So 1 plus 1 does not equal 2. It equals 5, for example. Okay? That's what we talk about when we talk about the synergy of combining these healing techniques together. You get a bigger benefit. You get a bigger bang for your buck than if you just did them singly, because by combining them together, you get more of a transformative, huge, maybe even going into the state of miraculous occurrence. Okay? So the thing that led me to combining all these techniques together is, you know, I have about 30,000 readers now, and they're all over the globe. So they can't come to certain places for healing sessions, or a lot of them can't afford to go to this healer and that healer and that healer. And I was sort of brainstorming with Annabelle one day, because now Annabelle, I don't know if you guys know this about her, but she is a certified pranic healer. She is a certified hypnotherapist. She is, of course, an advanced EFT practitioner. She is a certified neurolinguistic programming therapist, and she is also certified Matrix re-imprinting practitioner. So Annabelle has a lot of tools in her toolkit, all right, and she's very good at them. She's skilled at each of them. So I was talking to her, and I said, you know, Annie, what do you think? Like, if we combine these things together, I think, because when you're working with people who have chronic illness, the healing journey is quite a long journey, okay? There's a lot that needs to be healed. So I'm always looking for ways to potentiate that healing. How can we speed this process up for people? Because they have been suffering for so long, and they are ready to heal, and they do want to heal. So their intention is behind it now. How can we help them make that happen faster? Because, you know, being sick sucks, and being healthy and vibrant is awesome, right? So we want to get there, and we want to help people get there faster. So I said to Annabelle, okay, listen, what if you give me like a hypnotic induction? And again, don't get scared about the word hypnosis. It's just a word. It's been really, you know, misrepresented by the media and people who want to do dramatic things with it and charge lots of money for it. But it's basically deep relaxation. Okay, so I could get myself to that same state through my own meditative practice, but it would take me about 20 minutes. Okay, Annabelle can get me there in 5. So Annie, just go ahead, induce me, do the hypnotic thing. So I was like, that's it. We're doing it right now. I lay down on her couch, and she's like, and I'm like, no, just come on in the deep end. Let's go, both of us. Here we are. So she did. And so I lay down, and she did hypnotic induction. Now, we won't be putting you that deep today, okay, because that's the state that Annabelle took me to is called theta brainwave state. It's a very powerful state. It's that state right before you fall asleep. Okay, and some of you may have already experienced some interesting things in that state where you're half asleep but you're half awake, and your mind can and your spirit can do really cool things in that space. But anyway, we can't take you that deep because you may fall off your chair. So we're going to keep you a lighter, you know, where you're still pretty conscious and, you know, you're not in that deep. And so anyway, but she took me to that place, and then she did some pranic work on me, you know, with the chi and with the life force and getting everything flowing, because flow and movement is very important for healing, okay? If things are blocked and things are stagnant and things are jamming, it's very hard to get the healing force mobilized, okay? So she cleared all, you know, anything that might be blocking, got everything flowing for me. And then she did some EFT. Now, because I was in a much deeper state, and also you don't want to start tapping because that's going to bring you back into your physical body. It's going to bring you up out of the relaxing state. You visualize the tapping, okay? So, or if you're a therapist who has a hypnotherapy certification, you can, of course, take the people to the deep theta brainwave state, and you can tap for them. You can do the surrogate tapping, okay? And then what happened as a result of that was that I had a very profound, I guess we could say, realization or enlightenment or communication of wisdom from my divine source. from my higher self. And it was something that I had been very fearful about, and it was really blocking me about how to be in the world and how to move forward and help with helping people. And it just really cleared things up for me and set me free. It was very powerful. So after that experience, I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do some – I had a friend who he works with Disney. He does the voices for, like, the Disney animated movies. So he's got a great studio in his home. So I went over to my friend's house, and I recorded a bunch of healing meditations for my people to use, okay? Because, again, I can't say to my people, oh, this is fabulous new synergistic combined healing technique, and just come over to Langley and book with Annabelle, because they're in Slovakia and they're in Singapore. They can't even do that, even if they had the money. So I need to think about ways that I can get this out to people that are automated, that are digital, that they can use in their own home. So I recorded three different healing meditations. I did one for deep sleep. I did one that I call it a, you know, custom healing meditation, because it basically takes you into that deep state, and then you visualize and you work, or you dialogue with your body with whatever you need to work with at that time. And then the third one was very specific. It was for people who are having problems with their rectum, okay, so anal stenosis, rectal stricture, like you get a buildup of scar tissue in your rectum. It was very specific for that purpose, and I threw those out there to people. And what happened was, it was very cool, because I had this one woman. She emailed me, and she'd used the healing meditation for the rectum. Now, she was in a very awful place where she had a buildup of scar tissue inside her rectum that was so thick she literally could no longer defecate. And she said, you know, my doctor, he doesn't want to cut it, and he doesn't want to dilate it. He doesn't want to stretch it, because he says that'll just form more scar tissue. I'll be right back in the same place. But honest to God, I'm dying here. Like, I can't poo. Like, I'm having to dig it out with my fingers every time. I can't live like this. So I had sent her the formula for a topical remedy that we've been using to dissolve scar tissue that works quite well. But I also sent her the healing meditation for the rectum. Well, she emails me back, and she says, 2 months later, I went in for colonoscopy. It was completely gone. And she said, my doctor said, if I hadn't been the one to diagnose you with this, if I hadn't seen it, I would not believe you had. Because she said, not only is the stricture, the scar tissue, completely gone, I can't even see where it was. That's how well this thing worked. But the interesting thing is, she emailed me and she said, I think the healing meditation was more helpful than the herbal remedy that you gave me. So, and she said, I did it every single night. So, fabulous. Okay, I got an email from another reader, and she had been on sleep medication to help her get to sleep for 5 years. Prescription sleep meds. Oh, my Lord. She used the meditation for deep sleep. And she emailed me and she said, I have got my sleep meds down to a quarter of my dosage through using just this meditation. That's the only thing that I've changed. So we know that this synergistic technique, and it, you know, you could combine, like, maybe you have different healing tools in your portfolio. You might want to combine different things together. And they might, but I think the foundation of what Annabelle and I are trying to communicate to you today, and what we want you to experience for yourself, which is why there is an experiential portion to this presentation, is we want you to start opening yourself up to be led by your own divine source, your own divine wisdom, your own body wisdom, to start thinking to yourself and being open to the possibilities of what you can combine together in your own life, or if you're a therapist, in your own practice, to potentiate the healing sessions that you're already having, okay? Or maybe you're just a mom who works on her, because we know we got kids. Kids have stuff coming up all the time, plenty of healing opportunities with children. Maybe you got to start thinking, well, what if I do some healing on them last thing before bed? And, you know, maybe you're Christian and you want to say, I'm going to ask Jesus or the Holy Spirit to be present while I do my EFT. It may be something as simple as that, okay? you'll know, and you'll know what is going to work, and you'll know, and just open yourself up to the possibilities, okay? The combinations are endless. The possibilities are endless, all right? So let's just start thinking holistically and allowing the synergy of combining healing tools together to increase the power and the possibilities present within the healing session, whether the healing session is for yourself or for a family member or for a client, if you're a therapist, okay? So one last point I want to make. When you are in the meditation that Annabelle will lead you through and you're dialoguing with your body, I'll tell you one little story that illustrates that the body doesn't always communicate in the way we think it will or we think it should. So I was doing my own, the customized healing meditation that I'd recorded to get myself into a deep, relaxed state because I was having problems with constipation. Now, I had done every single physical thing that should have worked, and I was still constipated. So right there, that tells you, this is not a physical phenomena. This is something that my body is holding and trying to communicate to me so that I can help it be healed and released. So I used the custom healing meditation to get myself very deeply relaxed and then to dialogue with my colon. What's in here? What are you holding? What is stopping life from flowing through you? And I got nothing. Zero. Zippo. No words, no pictures, no feelings, no colors, nothing. And then I realized that my face was screwed up into kind of a grimace, like I was afraid or anxious, like there was angst. And I was like, oh, very interesting. My body is using another part of my body to tell me something. And I was like, okay, but what are you afraid of? What is the fear? But there was nothing else coming, just that there is a big fear in here, as communicated by my facial muscles. So I said to my colon, okay, because this was last thing before I went to sleep, I said, can you please give me a dream to tell me what this is about? Sure enough, so I turn off my iPod, I go to sleep. Sure enough, I have a dream, and it tells me exactly what the fear is that I am carrying and storing in my colon, which is fantastic because now I can clear it. Now I can use EFT, and I can lift that out of the physical tissues of my body. So I hope I've given you a better idea of what we're trying to do here today. I hope I've given you a bit of a vision, and possibly there's some really exciting things occurring to you now. But I'm now going to turn this over to Annabelle Fisher to lead you in an example, a personal experience of this healing meditation, this synergistic healing meditation that I've been talking about.